But God bless the child that's got his own.
Those lyrics, written and sung by Billie Holiday, unfortunately, do not apply to some of the kids in the nation's foster care system. Across the country, child welfare agencies are trying to cover costs by claiming the Social Security benefits of tens of thousands of foster children. But as NPR's Rachel Jones reports, new legislation on Capitol Hill aims to give control of that money back to the kids.
By the time she was 19, Shawnita Thorpe was a foster care veteran. She'd been in and out of care since she was 7. One day, her foster care caseworker came by and just happened to mention she was supposed to be getting $607 a month.
She was like, "Shawnita, are you getting your money?" I said, "What money are you talking about?" And she said, "Your SSI check." I said, "What is SSI?"
Thorpe is 22 now. She says those monthly payments from the Supplemental Security Income Program could have made a big difference in her life. For example, she was eligible for SSI because she had learning disabilities. Maybe she could have had tutors.
I missed one semester in the 12th grade. I could have went to school and paid for my books or whatever I had to pay for to finish that one semester.
But now Thorpe says she can't afford to take the GED or get her cosmetology and driver's licenses. She's also struggling to pay rent. And though she's been labeled mentally challenged, Thorpe says she should have had some say in how her SSI payments were spent. And she's suing the state to get that money back.
I've been trying to fight for 2 years to be my own payee. And they keep saying you cannot be your own payee. If I was so mentally challenged, I wouldn't be able to do the things I do.
Like testifying at a hearing on Capitol Hill. Recently, Thorpe got to tell her story to Democratic Representative Pete Stark of California. He was introducing legislation that would prevent states from claiming the Social Security benefits of eligible kids in foster care. State officials say the SSI money is a vital part of how they care for foster children, especially those with special needs. And in 2001, the Supreme Court agreed. The ruling stemmed from a case in Washington State. The court found states weren't violating any Social Security Act rules and that the practice wasn't harming the best interests of foster children. Steve Williams directs communications for the Washington Department of Social and Health Services. He says the SSI benefit money helped foster kids with serious disabilities get things like wheelchairs, therapy, and special education.
And the rest of it is applied to basic life stuff like food, clothing, and shelter.
But again, for any child in foster care?
For that child only.
And the practice saved taxpayers $7 million in 2001, the last year for which figures are available. And William says if there's any money left after basic needs are covered, officials put it in a bank account for the foster child. But child advocates say other states don't, and they say some foster care agencies even hire private companies to help track kids who get SSI and survivor's benefits. Representative Stark is a bit more blunt about it.
Well, right now they're contracting this out just like bill collectors, I suppose, and they're taking a cut and making a profit for finding these children and getting the money for the states.
Stark says that might not be so bad if the money was used exclusively for child welfare. But too often, he says, it winds up in a state's general fund, where it could be used for roads, landfills, or prisons, where Stark says some of those foster kids might end up. His legislation would require child welfare agencies to appoint an independent manager for each foster child's benefits. Child welfare officials say they already have way too much to handle, but Stark doesn't see it that way.
That's a pretty simple thing, to take the check and put it in the bank each month into the child savings account. I don't know, as that takes a whole staff of lawyers to do that.
Most states won't end the practice without a fight, but child advocates say that unless eligible foster children actually get the SSI payments they're entitled to, they could wind up like so many other youth who age out of the system, homeless and broke. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.